This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, when we talk about a contract of lease, there's that agreement. There's something will be delivered. And then somebody has to pay for that particular thing. And then the contract actually stipulates a period within which that contract is actually effective. But after the expiry of that contract, there's an agreement that whatever has been leased or let has to be returned to the owner. So meaning there has to be a renewal of that contract after a particular period of time. So apparently there is a renewal fee that has to be paid.
And we are talking to the broker and owner of Remax this morning. It's Property Speaking, and Philip Schumann is on the line to talk to us. But, you know, in line of what Mr. Jones was just explaining right now, maybe picture this. You have a two-year leasing contract with a landlord. After 2 years, it's time to renew your contract, and you are told you have to pay a contract renewal fee. You know, usually people don't get it because nothing has changed apart from the price of the unit. Then if that is the case, why am I still liable for a fee I have already paid? You know, so that's why we're looking at this morning. Philip, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. Maybe let's, what's a lease renewal fee? What is it? What exactly is it for? And why do I have to pay every time I agree to occupy your property once again? Is it punishment or for not upgrading? What's going on?
I hear you. And it kind of feels like that. But just to explain properly, you know, the monthly rent does not cover that. The monthly rent is basically covers the overall management of the property, the rental collection management of the property. And, you know, when we have to sign another legal document, again, after 2 years, after your lease expires, that takes time, that takes knowledge, that takes input. It takes, you know, a professional person to meddle with the transaction, because now we've got to speak to the landlord, we've got to speak to the tenant, are they renewing? Landlord, is the price going up? You know, a municipality, what are the rates and taxes? What are the charges now? So we've got to review this on an annual basis or two-yearly basis. Now, a lot of tenants tend to have an over-optimistic viewpoint when they're signing a lease agreement. They would say, we're going to buy in 6 months anyway, so let's just sign for 6 months. Now, that means that your contract has to be renewed every 6 months. Means they need administrative legal document signing process needs to recur every 6 months, which means you incur that cost every 6 months. Now, my tip would be just sign two-year lease agreements. There's a two-month escape clause in every contract anyway. So why would you not just commit to a two-year lease, meaning that you only have to pay this fee every 2 years?
Okay. Now, with the lease agreement comes the increase of the rent, of course. Someone was asking last week why the rent has to go up when nothing about the unit has changed. Nothing at all, Philip. The kitchen is still the same. Tiles are still cracked. That toilet I asked you to fix last month is still not fixed. Why should I pay more?
Well, so we can ascribe that to annual cost of living increases in general. But, you know, to narrow and numb it down, let me use an example. For a specific property, last year the municipality was charging 26 Rand per month on the rates and taxes bill for refuse removal. This year, that cost of 26 Rand has gone up to 32 Rand. They still collect once a week. They're not coming with a Mercedes to fetch my garbage. You know, so the costs just keep going up. You know, that's why rent has to go up. Also, cost of insurance, body corporate management, you know, cost of ownership goes up every year. So, you know, my tip towards that would be just buy. Buy a property and stop renting.
Wow, Philip. All right, we're going to leave our conversation here for today. Thank you so much. Let's catch up again with you again next week. Have a great week, Philip. That's broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.